the weapon of mass destruction that everyone knows about from the Second World War, of course, is the atomic bomb and the Manhattan Project, which was immensely expensive, required scaling up of laboratory physics to a huge scale. It's a good example of that process. It involved the heavy, crucial involvement of industry. So you have that science and industry connection, and led to a new weapon of war of devastating effect. So the atomic bomb, everyone knows the outlines of that story, and of course it's extremely important. But during the Second World War II, the chemical and biological weapons were projects going on in different countries. So for example, in Britain, there was projects to build anthrax weapons, which were tested, they were never used. And in the United States, you know, chemical warfare projects ended up involving, you know, well over a tenth of the chemists of the country. And you think, that's an awful lot of chemists, that's an awful lot of resources. Now, because they weren't used, they've kind of dropped out of history. But actually, they were significantly large projects of the Second World War with consequences as well.